This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The captain, Dylan Larkin, taking a jab at Steve Yzerman. Would have been nice to get a spark at the trade deadline.
Morale boost.
Morale boost. Mark and McComb, you're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I've been thinking about it. You know, Yzerman's pretty much flat out and told us he's trying to work towards a Stanley Cup. And I think the players are on a different page. I think the players are just... You know, I want to get into the dance and see how far I can go. And, you know, when you're not on the same page, you know, you're going to have what you see with the Red Wings. Now, we all know in professional sports, you know, regular season's played one way.
Yep.
The playoffs are, you know, it's a different animal when you play it. So with Yzerman trying to build towards a Stanley Cup, he's flat out said one player isn't going to get us there, but one player may help you get to the playoffs, and you have to learn how to win in the playoffs because it's so different than the regular season.
You're right.
Yeah, but you can't win a Stanley Cup unless you actually are in the playoffs.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and players are always going to look at it from a different perspective from the GM. Players want to make the playoffs every single, and so does the GM. But they're building towards something different. Players want to do it while I'm under contract, while I'm here, while it's in my career, whereas Steve Yzerman is looking at the long game going, well, you know, we don't want to just get in and then miss it for another two. We want to make sure that we get in and we're building towards a Stanley Cup. And it may not be with the mindset of, and I don't mean this about Dylan Larkin, but there's a lot of other players. It may not be with you guys on the roster.
So the caller makes a really good point in terms of the players aren't on the same timeline as Steve Yzerman. Steve Yzerman's on a different timeline. I mean, we can go back now and, well, heck, did the Wallman thing start some of this in the offseason? I mean, the locker room is looking at moves, obviously, and looking at what Steve's doing by making comments like this.
Wallman, so do they look not signing Gostisbehere?
Yeah.
Or Perron?
But the Wallman trade was curious at the time because of the attached pick, and then they see what he goes for, and they're sitting there like, this guy's not doing us. Like, Yzerman's plan is he's sticking to his Yzer plan.
Yes.
The long term. But as that continues to maybe rot, would be the word, into this locker room, as he's not serving them right now, I think that's maybe what Larkin's saying. I would say to the locker room, though, guys were down. You gotta pick yourself back up. Guess what? The Tigers were down five games after the deadline last year. And then all of a sudden, magic happened. If they decided to quit or stay down, would the division or the playoff appearance happen last year?
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I think you still got to, in the long term, like, you guys, you can't lose for a whole month because you didn't make a trade.
Well, you can't pout for a month. Yes.
The signal that was sent to the Tigers was, we're not a postseason team because we're going to sell Jack Flaherty.
Yeah.
We're going to be sellers. And I don't know how you want to classify the trade deadline for the Wings. They certainly weren't buyers. It was more of a flat line.
Mm-hmm.
and I don't mean dead, but flatlined. They didn't sell. They didn't buy. They just kind of meh.
Well, that's kind of what happened with the team is they flatlined.
Yeah.
Texter points out Yzerman ended up being right. Larkin justified the decision. The team is mentally soft and not ready to compete in the playoffs, let alone make the playoffs. Pointing fingers at others is not being a team captain. Texter says Yzerman doesn't want to mortgage the future, but all the prospects can't make it. Some have to be traded. It's up to him to know who should and shouldn't be traded and make that move. Guys, Larkin has to go. Hometown story's nice. He's a second line center at best. Get what you can and move on. Texter says, I'm not even a hockey guy, but when you guys talk about the wings, I just get the feeling that they're all soft.
Well, there hasn't been toughness with the wings in a while. And by toughness, I mean, when you get to March, that's when things get gritty. So, that's when things have to be able, you've got to fight for those wins. And we just haven't seen this team fight for wins.
We were talking the same thing at the deadline the year prior.
Yeah.
Add some sandpaper, grit, whatever the word we use to describe, I think smelly. Smelly was what a hockey insider said. One of those guys, it's just a nuisance to play against. Add that to your roster. If we were saying that more than a year ago, why didn't the general manager address that? If I'm Larkin, that's my argument. I got to be better. We got to be better. He said we got to find ways to win. But at the same time, it's fair to point out my general manager's got to give me the ammunition as the captain to get this team as far as we can go. I think both things are true.
It's funny that Tom would bring up, did this start with Gosh Despair? Did it start with Wallman? Or did it go all the way back to Bertuzzi? And, you're selling at the deadline, you're not adding the next couple of years, and you're just always wallowing in the middle.
Yeah.
Below the middle.
Let's get to Mike on a sell. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. So I'm not a hockey guy a lot, but I do think Yzerman needs to make a miracle with this offseason because with the trade deadline, when he told his players not to expect any help, missing the playoffs for the last 9 years, if his name wasn't Yzerman, he would have been fired like 2 or 3 years ago. I'm with Larkin. I'm standing by Larkin. Yzerman needs to make a miracle.
It's so tough. Yeah, I mean, to stand by Larkin, even knowing Larkin's play was problematic, even knowing that Larkin being right means the team is soft. But I think he is right. I think they need more help.
They do need help. There's no question. Like, that's common sense. They need more help.
And to Larkin's point, does the GM have their back? He doesn't feel that way, and some in that locker room don't feel that the GM is doing everything they can to have their back and give them the best chance to compete. And that's a really tough wedge to drive into a pro sports organization.
Well, it is. But there's different ways to address it.
Of course.
And, who knows? Has this been something that is boiling with the players? And how long has this been boiling up? Is this the second trade deadline where they were hoping to get a little bit of help for a playoff push?
Just you tie two and two together. March has been the worst month. The last two Marches they haven't added. Listen, you could tell the team to grow up. You could also tell Yzerman to do more. Take a text and phone calls, 248-539-9797. It's okay to think it, but the current captain should not be saying it. If teams that bought were the ones that jumped, that's one thing, but the Canadians didn't buy, the Blue Jackets didn't buy, Larkin was terrible down the stretch, needs to look in the mirror more than anyone, Sam in GR. Larkin would die for this team, great captain. From Jack in the GPP, will these comments lead to a trade of Larkin?
I don't think, it's not going to go that far. I'm sure there'll be a discussion. There would have been a discussion either way. If you're going to be willing to say this in the media, I think he's probably had these conversations with Steve Yzerman. I mean, Dylan Larkin, yeah, he's willing to die for this team. Well, you know who else is as well? Steve Yzerman.
Well, and that's what should happen is two passionate people who want to win need to put their heads together and get this team over the hump. I mean, some of that is Larkin needs to play better. He should not be excused, and we shouldn't be making excuses for his team and their performance. At the same time, he's also right. He could be the wrong messenger because he didn't play well, but he's also right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The GM does need to be more aggressive. Dave in Waterford, you're on 97.1.
Wow, I haven't heard that clip before. Mr. Larkin says there needs to be a spark. He's the captain. He needs to be a spark. It'd be nice to see, and I'm not trying to get down on him too much, but it'd be nice if he, could win a face-off in our own zone, a crucial face-off. I mainly called to say it's great to hear you guys talking about hockey, but I'm 100% behind Yzerman. You know, this is the first time after the trade deadline he actually spoke a little bit and said, you know, what do you want me to do? You know, there were no great goalies to buy right then, and it's not about making the playoffs. It's about, you know, competing at a higher level to strike for the cup. And I throw it all, that last skid especially, on the top line players. You know, they didn't get it done. It wasn't the coach's fault. He's doing well. It wasn't Yzerman's fault. It was that top line. You can't lose 7-8 games in a row going down the stretch like that. And I think a lot of people are missing, you know, the loss of Andrew Kopp. Yeah, he wasn't a prolific goal scorer, but he scored, and he was essential on that one line.
Yeah, but Dave, we got to be careful. We got to be careful. Do I think the fan base is sleeping on Kopp's impact? A little bit. But let's not make him Patrice Bergeron here. If that's keeping you out of the playoffs, then you got bigger problems as a hockey team.
He's a better defensive player than most people give him credit for.
Dave, I'll agree with you there, but let's not, like, they lost a Selke winner here. They lost a second line center who on many teams would be a third line center. That can't be what keeps you out of making the playoffs. Mike in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, boys. So honestly, Cookies, I kind of agree with you to next time. Obviously, the blame goes around.
Yeah.
You could say Larkin, the rest of the team. Heck, everybody talks about you know, some of these draft picks coming up and blossoming, and they have to a certain extent, but they still haven't produced at a superstar level to me yet. I do want to put the blame on Yzerman, though, and here's why. I feel like he's, you know, I understand that Chris Illich is going through a divorce and there's some stuff going on in the background that we might not know about that might be, you know, handcuffing him to a certain extent. But I think he's kind of tying himself a little bit too much to these draft picks of his that he's waiting on. At this point, when you re-sign players like Larkin, Patrick Kane, you owe it to them to at least give them the best chance to win. You know, Patrick Kane is a year away from retirement at this point. So if you're not going for it, then what's the point in re-signing him? Dylan Larkin, he's 28. You know, you wanted to at least get into the playoffs so these guys can build up some experience.
Right, Mike.
That we could talk about getting over the hump.
Yeah, that becomes a frustration. Like the Pistons, we're going to get to them a little later in the hour here, are going to learn through this series. Whether you think they're winning it or not, they're going to see what it's like. Hey, the fourth quarter, the bright lights in New York, you go 21-0. The other team's pummeling you. You're going to learn real quick what it takes. The Wings haven't even graduated to that step. So while I can respect we're not trying to just get in, we want to win the cup, you can't win the cup unless you just get in at some point.
And I don't think what's going on in Chris Illich's personal life has anything to do with what's going on the ice or the field.
It might be tempting to connect the dots. They offered Bregman a 7-year deal or was it a 6-year deal? That's a long-term commitment of $170 million. If they're able to make that commitment in baseball, I don't think there's going to be any issue offering a big deal in hockey.
No, there's not. The issue is the one making the decision. Is he willing to give money and term?
Scott Harris is coming and made more of an impact. You know, if we're going to do the whole, they're both owned by the same guy, can Steve even be as good as Scott Harris? which is not something we were saying 2-3 years ago. Well, no. Scott wasn't here 3 years ago, but I think that's another way of looking at it. The hockey and baseball are sports where it takes time, draft, and develop, and it takes years, and yet the Tigers have turned this around in a much more dramatic way than the Red Wings have.